Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to God's Talk Radio. Back on the air every Monday, 5:30 to 6. Another chilling, spilling episode. More phone calls and... oh, any show on earth, probably. Best show going. I got Floyd over here streaming my calls. What do you think, Floyd? Say hi to the radio there.
What's up, family?
Well, Floyd, he's a little bashful, but he's taking my calls, and don't be afraid to call, 516-666-9990. Penguins on the cusp tonight. Will they clinch? That's the big question. 7:30 game. Will the Penguins clinch and go another round? Well, let's hope so. Pirates. What a disaster. A total collapse. What can you say? Two outfielders on this team, legit outfielders, Polanco and McCutchen, which are doing nothing. What's Polanco hitting? 220, 230, Cutch hitting 220. Polanco, no home runs. I think the guy is so totally overrated that there's no words for it. How can you not have a home run? I mean, the guy can't play left field. I'm hearing this rubbish. Oh, well, he has to get adjusted to left field because, right field. Catch a fly ball, please, okay? Put me in left field, I'll catch a ball, okay? J-So, total disaster. What does J-So have on hurdle? Somebody, please. Floyd, what do you think J-So has on hurdle?
I think he got pitchers.
I think you're right. Floyd said he has pitchers. Wonder what kind of pitchers they are. Let's talk about the pitchers. Not doing a bad job. Of course, when you're only getting two runs scored for you, you're not going to win many games. And I'm going to tell you something. What is the fascination with this Klein Goslin on second base? This guy shouldn't even be in the major leagues. J-So hitting 102. What's the fascination with these guys with Hurdle? J-So can't catch a fly ball. Goslin can't field a ground ball. Marte can't hit a ball on the infield. He had a couple hits. But I'll tell you how to beat the Pirates. I said this and I'll say it again. Load the bases with no outs. On purpose. I guarantee nobody hits a ball on the infield. No one. I just can't believe how bad these people are. Just can't believe it. They're terrible. This is a professional baseball team with two legit outfielders on the team. One guy suspended. The other guy can't get out of Korea because he's drinking too much. It's just unbelievable to me. And they won't make a move. They won't make a trade. They won't better the team. Look at the batting averages. Anemic. They're terrible. Terrible. Let me go to the phone here. I'll get a phone call here. I got my phone call. Hey, we're going Goss Talk.
Hey, Goss Man, Will Dog.
Hey, Will Dog from Columbus. What's up?
Hey, I gotta ask you. If the Pens blow it tonight, what do you think the odds are of getting through the series?
Oh, the Pens blow it tonight. Well, 50-50. What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm giving them a 70-30 chance tonight.
I think tonight is definitely a must win. I got to tell you guys, man, I was kind of shocked that looked like those guys just fell apart third period, that game. I mean, you know, the fire definitely wasn't there. But, you know, then again, you're playing, it's an elimination game for the Capitals in their, you know, home arena. So, you know, those guys are going to step it up and bring as much heat as they can, you know. So,
right.
But, you know, I really just didn't see that fire in those guys, you know, to really just close it out.
Well, I didn't expect the Penguins to beat the Capitals three straight on their home ice. I thought it would go six or seven games. Capitals are a great team. They're not bad, believe me. They didn't come in first in the whole league for nothing. They didn't win the President's Trophy for nothing. They got a good team. Tonight is the night. You got to close it tonight.
So, guys, man, another thing I wanted to bring up real quick, it says, this is about 12 hours ago from rumbunter.com. It says, Jose Asuna for the Pirates should be playing every day. And they don't understand why Jaso's playing. You know, they're looking at Asuna's average. You know, the guy's crushing it. He's got a homer more than Polanco. He's got one more than Polanco.
Yeah, right.
He's got a three.
You tell me why Jaso's playing. I don't know. Jaso stinks.
Why Jaso's on the team.
I don't know why Gosselin's on the team.
Yeah. Well, this is what they said. They said unlike Asuna, Jaso is not a natural outfielder and has shown it. His routes in the outfield have been terrible, and he has misplayed multiple balls, which have led to Pirate pitchers allowing multiple runs. And they should not have, and they shouldn't have allowed. So it's unbelievable. Like I have to ask the same question. What does this guy have on Hurdle that he keeps getting out and playing? I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't know if Jose Asuna's a outfielder or first baseman. What is he? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather have him in the outfield, Jason.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. He's a first baseman outfielder. That's what he was trained for.
Yeah. Well, I know this. Jaso stinks. What's he batting? 120? 30?
Yeah, something like that. Terrible.
Oh, it's terrible. Can't field a ground. Can't catch a fly ball. It's just terrible. He's blown more games than I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. It baffles the mind, I'll tell you, and he keeps running them out there. I'll tell you, I don't know. And then they got the pitching, which has been pretty good, I think. Surprised me. But you can't win games when you're only getting two runs. You're not going to win many. Well, let's hope that we have a Penguin win tonight, and just going to be a rough one. 7:30 start. Penguins got to come out flying, so let's hope. Keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I hope Malkin has a better game than he had last game. Because he did nothing the last game.
Yeah, that's true. I think these guys are going to come out firing all cylinders. They need to. You know, they need to just put this one away in Pittsburgh.
Right. Well, Will Dog, let me get to another call. Here, I got another call on the line.
You got it.
Good hearing from you. There goes Will Dog. You're on Gostock. Hello, you're on Gostock. Hello, you're on Gostock. You're on. Oh, he must have got off. That was the Will Dog from Columbus. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's really surprised that I watched the game yesterday and I seen Jaso in a starting lineup. I couldn't believe it. Just couldn't believe it. But, I don't know. We got a call here or what?
Floyd, we got a call? I don't know. An online. I don't know if I can get him.
Okay. We'll see what happens here. Maybe he went off. Okay. Okay. Getting back to the Pirates. These guys got a road trip here. It's going to be brutal. Brutal. L.A. tonight. Oh, unbelievable bad. You got people that can't catch fly balls. They can't grind. They can't. And then I'll tell you what, the base running is just unbelievable. It's just so bad. The base running is so bad. Jaso didn't even know there was one. He knew he ran on a pop up. He thought it was where's two outs. I mean, come on. You've been playing professional ball. I said, It must have been a lapse. He didn't know. What do you mean he don't know? Come on. There's scoreboards all over the goddamn stadium down there. You can't see there's two outs. Your coach on third's telling you two outs. Guy on first. You know, be in the game. That he should have been yanked after that. And I mean yanked and sat. He gets rewarded. He goes out and plays. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I just can't see it. And Polanco, oh, my God. His swing is longer than Alvarez's. That's why he's having trouble. I don't profess to be a professional hitting coach, but just if you can't see his swing's longer, something wrong with you. Just like I said, Alvarez, he'll never hit. He'll never be a professional ball player. I knew it. I just called it. His swing's too long. Same with Polanco. And I don't really think Polanco's that damn good. I really don't. I think he's overrated. I think he's a bust. Not a bust. Not a bust. How about this Cole rumor going to the Yankees? Best thing could ever happen to Cole. Best thing that ever happened to him. Get out of here. He might win. Be on a winner. Guy maybe probably win 20 games. But the Cubbies, they're not looking too good. Cincinnati in first place. Wow. Things are turning around. Cubbies ain't having the year they had last year, that magical year. You only get them once in a while, man. It's tough to win back-to-back. The Penguins, it's tough for but I think last team did it was 93 Detroit Red Wings or 97? Can't remember. Red Wings? Anybody knows out there, give me a call, 516-666-9990. I look for Malkin. He has to have a big game tonight. Big game. Sid, big game. And I'm looking for that HBK line to come back. They're back online here together. Look for them to have them. Big game. Penguins got to come out fired up. None of this lollygagging first period rubbish. And play 60 minutes. I know Washington has a great team and everything, but you got to play 60 minutes. Play a little defense. Give Fleury a little help. Fleury's been playing out of his rear end. If it wasn't for Fleury, this series would be over. I can tell you that right now. And I do think the physicality of the Capitals was catching up with the Penguins. I really do. They're beating the hell out of them. Somebody please tell me, all the Penguins go out. When is a Capital going to go out hurt? When's the Penguins going to – I know they don't have the guys to do it, but when are the Penguins going to learn that they're getting a – you get the shit kicked out of you? When are they going to put some guys on this team that can dish it out to? I'm so sick of the Penguins getting the hell beat out of them, and everybody's hurt. Concussions and lower body injuries and this and that. What are they gonna protect Sid? Guy, $12 million, the best player in hockey. The NHL isn't going to do it. You got to do it, Penguins, the organization. What do you think McDavid has Lucic up there in Edmonton? Yeah, ask him if he likes Lucic on his line or on his team. Mm-hmm. McDavid don't get hit like that, believe me, like Sid. Sid gets abused. You know why they abuse him? Because they can. That's why. It's not a mistake or not an accident. They can. No recourse, no retribution, no nothing. They're not coming back at you. You can do anything you want to the Penguins. I know Sullivan says just play. Well, pretty soon there ain't going to be enough guys to play. Every game somebody else gets hurt. How about that punk Wilson running around knocking the sugar out of everybody? Nobody touches a guy. Somebody laid a lather to him once. But who's going to do it? Yeah. I've been talking about that for 2 years. They won a cup this way, and I don't think they're going to win another one. I really don't. I think I want them to win, don't get me wrong, but I think Washington's going to win this series. I called it at 7. And, yeah, Penguins lose tonight, which I think they – I hope they don't. But don't be surprised if the Caps win because they're a better team. And usually in a long series, the better teams win. So I'm not being down on the Penguins. I'm just calling as I see it. Like I said, if it wasn't for Fleury, they'd be out of it. Fleury's made some great saves with no defense. And he's kept them in games and won games. So Don't be surprised. Don't be shocked. I said it here. Penguins probably will lose this series. So, back to the Pirates. Do I think they're going to get out of last place? I don't think so. I think they're right where they belong, last place. And a quarter of a million attendance down last year. People were starting to wise up to the game. Yeah, they were down a quarter of a million in attendance last year, and I think they're down this year. Because I watched a couple games, and they had nobody in the stands. I know the weather was bad, but to sit through that rubbish, missing fly balls, grinders underneath the legs, running on two, one out, getting doubled up, swinging the pitches in the dirt over your head, strike three, strike three, strike three, bases loaded, can't score a run. They stink. They stink. You can trade any one of these guys right now for anybody. You're not going to get much. You can trade anybody, any one of these guys on this team. Everybody, like I said, the beginning of the year, is tradable. There ain't one guy on you go down to any other team like Rizzo or Bryan or the Cubs, not Russell. They ain't trading those guys. You go down the Pirate lineup, you trade any one of these guys. McCutcheon, you can trade him. You can trade Polanco. They're all tradable, every one of them. They're not producing. But the only problem is you're not going to get much for them. You're going to get prospects. And here we go again, round in circles that we did like 10 years ago. Well, I can't wait till they bring Walker and McCutcheon and, you know, Alvarez and, you know, we heard it. I can't believe, what the hell? We bring these guys up. Here comes the cavalry. We're going to win, you know. They brought them up, and guess what? They didn't do enough to win. They never made the big push like the Cubs. They went on and got Lester, and they got Lackey, and they got this, and they got. They went out and got pitching. The Pirates went out and got nobody. Nobody. So at the trade line, deadline, to win when they were in the playoffs, who'd they go out and get? What pitcher did they go out and get? What big starter could they have got? They could get a lot of guys. Well, you'd have to trade one of the prospects. Yeah. One of the prospects, they ain't doing nothing. A prospect is a prospect. He's not bona fide, certified, solidified. He's a prospect. That means he may be good. May be good. He may not be. Like Polanco, a number one prospect. Can't miss. He ain't gone doodly since he's been here. Nothing. Nothing. A big, big zero. Compared to what they wanted, well, we got a phone call here. Let's get the phone. Okay, back on Gos Talk.
Yeah. Oh, God, man, Will Dog again. Hey, you know, as you know, the show's addicting. You can't, you know, once you start listening, you can't put it down. You know.
Oh, definitely. I got more phone calls than I can ever handle. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to touch base with you real quick on this whole prospect thing, because I did a little digging here, and it seems like that's what the Yankees want to propose for Gerrit Cole, which is two prospects, Justus Sheffield and Clint Frazier for Cole, because it seems like the Yanks are looking for one more pitcher to kind of secure it and solidify it for him, you know. I think it'd be great for Gerrit Cole to get out of here, get some real money, be on a winning team. But I got to tell you, guys, man, if that happens, if that happens, what happens to the morale of that team? I mean, you're already in last place, right?
You're in last place, real dog, and you can't go no lower. So what does happen to it? Nothing. Stay in last place.
Because I got to tell you, I mean, you're in last place. And just like, well, it's even worse, because last year, you're still in the hunt. You're a couple of games back. You offload your number one starter, who arguably wasn't doing that great. You offload your best closer, you know, and you're freeing up salary as you're in the hunt. So.
Well, I don't know who these prospects are. I don't know what they I never heard of them. But I'm sure they're not top-tier level prospects, I'm sure of it, in the Yankee organization.
Well, they said Frazier isn't hitting, so he'd fit right in with the Pirates.
That's for sure. Oh, wait a minute. Floyd said something. What'd you say, Floyd?
They stink.
Yeah, Floyd says they stink. I know, Floyd. I know. Red Dog looked it up. I got Floyd digging in the books over there. He's looking up this. What did you say the other guy was?
Justice Sheffield.
Hey, Floyd, look up Sheffield.
All right,
he's going to look him up. Yeah. Let me know what you come up with. Yeah, he's digging in the books. Well, I'll tell you what.
Floyd,
I
say good old Floyd. There he goes.
I got him here because I had so many calls. I can't, you know, he strays them all. And he looks up all my stuff I can't look up while I'm on the air, you know. So
exactly.
Floyd does all that. Plus, Floyd has a habit of eating goddamn Permani sandwiches. And he got coleslaw all over there. Get the coleslaw off the desk, Floyd. I told you about that. Yeah. All right. You got ketchup all over it, too. He's eating that goddamn Permani's roast beef sandwich. Oh, my God.
He's getting ready for the Penguin game tonight, man. You know?
I know it's good. Looks like it's all over your lips.
He's having a good luck pastrami.
I tell you what, this guy Sheffield, he stinks, too.
Well, he looked up his Sheffield guy. What's that?
He's batting 220.
He's batting 220,
Floyd
said. Oh, geez. Wouldn't that fit in with the
Pirates? Take him.
What position is he playing?
Percentage?
Yeah, what position is he play? Outfield. Yeah. Get the Permani sandwich out of your mouth. I can't hear you. Get it out. Spit it out. You know what? I tell him not to eat these sandwiches during the show. But the guy eats these sandwiches, Will Dog.
Yeah.
They're all over the desk, spitting out of his mouth. Don't talk until you chew, please. All right. Well, hey, I got another phone call, Will Dog. I got to hit this guy here. He's been on waiting for a while.
Hey, you got it. You got it. No problem.
All right, here goes Will Dog.
Yep.
All right, Will Dog. You're on God's Talk.
Hey, what's up, Rob?
Hey, Mark from Florida, what's going on?
I was listening, and I heard Will Dog. He's been on more than 2 minutes. We can track him now.
Oh, no, he knew. He's so far underground, you'll never get him. Moves that antenna all over the place.
Well, I just tuned in a couple minutes ago, and I heard the Will Dog. I thought, oh, boy, we're going to get him now.
Were you taking your nap?
Yes, I was, as a matter of fact. Yes, I was. My wife. She says, that's enough there, Rip Van Winkle.
We had a thrilling show here. I mean, you missed most of it.
Well, I heard.
Phone calls come out the wazoo here.
Oh, I know. I know. Did Dustin call today?
No, he's probably working those two jobs down here in Davenport.
Okay, all right. I guess, Will Dog shed any light on the Captain Willie beer, or is it still a mystery?
Well, they're going to call it Captain Willie's Mystery Beer now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I believe it.
So, I heard that he has so many orders in that he can't keep up with everybody.
Is that what he said, huh?
That's what he said.
Well, you think that would be good for you. You think they'd put another still on or something, you know? Put another shift on, hire some more unemployed Kentuckians.
I think if he puts too many out, he got 2,000 undercover guys after him. You got to watch.
Well, if he's as good as he says he is, he'll get away. Although we did hone in on him today. We have some idea where he is right now. So you just better watch out.
Let me tell you something about World Dog. World Dog is mobile 24/7, buddy.
I'll bet he is. I'll bet he is.
Yep.
Help.
Yep. They don't call him Dog for nothing, buddy. Believe me.
Tell Floyd I just ordered him a pizza. It should be delivered in any minute now. So he's some of that.
Hey, Floyd.
He gets some pizza.
Bob ordered some pizza.
Good. Hope it's from Campini.
You want to know if it was from Campini's?
Yeah, but I thought about it, but they're not delivering, so I got him some Domino's ones. So, I mean, he's going to have to live with that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if he's shoving that...
Too bad they Campini. Too bad Campini's don't deliver in Florida.
I know, trust me. But, I mean, if he's shoving that Primanti sandwich in his mouth so fast, he probably doesn't have any taste buds anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, he got my desk over here all coleslawed up. So
I'll bet he does. I'll bet he does.
Yep.
So anyway, so what's going on with the Penguins tonight? Think you're going to win?
I hope, but you know what? I got a bad feeling on these. I got a bad feeling about these. This Penguin team here. I don't know. I'll tell you, if they don't win tonight, I think it's over.
Yeah, well,
you never
want
to go seven, buddy.
No, you don't. And I was watching the other night. I mean, the games they won, you know. They're done. They're connected with the shots, but they're getting outshot. Hell, the little bit I watched the game the other night, I don't think they were down around their goal in about 3 minutes the whole game.
Oh, I know. It's not looking good. Not looking good.
Yeah. Well,
I think the Penguins are getting wore out from getting the hell knocked out of them.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, if they don't win tonight, you're not going to win it. They're not going to win it in the Capitals, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no. How about the Pirates? Boy, they look bad.
I'm just looking at the record here. They're in L.A. tonight, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
17.
They're looking bad.
Yeah, well, they have last place securely entrenched.
They're right where they should be, buddy. Last place.
Yeah, but you know, the bad thing, they're only 3 games out. So the lead of our division is 17-14. So, you know, this division is not setting it on fire this year either. So,
no, they're not. They're lucky for that because if the Cubs had the season they had last year, they'd be about 20 games behind them already.
Yep, no doubt. Yeah, close to it anyway, halfway there.
Yep. But otherwise, what's going on down there? Going to make my appearance on a radio show down there, me and you, simulcasting, broadcasting.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to set that up. Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
It'll be first week in June. All you people listening out there, me and Merv will be together. First week of June, we'll be side by side, banging up from Bradenton, Florida.
Linda promised she'd wear a Pleasantville cheerleading outfit for you when you came down.
Oh, great. Great. Take a picture of that, will you?
Well, that's what happened talking by.
Take a picture of that and send it to me. I want to see it.
The picture's
worth 1,000 words?
Yeah, well, it'd be worth every bit of that. Hear it again.
PLEASANTVILLE.
There you go. She's back in her
Pleasantville. Hey.
Yep.
Well, I got about a minute here, Merv. Anything you want to sign off with the fans?
No, just say, give the Penguins good luck tonight and see what happens, huh?
Good.
Floyd to go ahead and enjoy the pizza and tell Liz we said hello.
All right, buddy.
Tell Will Dog I stopped holding my breath.
That'd be good for you. Don't hold your breath. That's
all
I can tell you. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
All right, Merv. Here goes Merv from Florida. All right. Yeah, that's Merv from Florida. He's hanging it up. It was another great show. I wish you guys could have been on more of you. I got more of you, but I only got a half hour. We might have to expand.
Hello?